The Jack Diamond Morning Show. Spotlight on Jack.
Yeah, when somebody doesn't acknowledge your very existence, go to Facebook and stalk.
Mix 107.3.
When you break up with someone and you're a woman, do you go through a breakup reinvention?
I don't know. Did I?
Yes.
I did? Okay.
To a point, I think.
Yeah.
Most women do, don't they?
I think so.
Not just the blank you haircut,
right,
which is sort of high on the list when
get a haircut.
Oh, only because I sat down in her chair and she said, come back next week if you still want this haircut.
Yeah, you know what? That was wise of her.
Yes.
Because why do women cut their hair after a break?
I know exactly why the whole reinvention thing happens. Because the last incarnation of you did not work somehow. That relationship ended and you think, well, I guess that wasn't flying, so...
That means you're taking full responsibility, then.
Completely.
Yeah.
Until you then turn around, turn that hard left, and give them full responsibility, like I did. That's healthy.
Other than someone just... Other than someone just breaking up with you for no reason. You know what I'm saying? Just bailing.
Right.
It's one thing if the relationship sort of goes astray and you both know it's happening. If one party doesn't know it's happening, that's shocking. I mean, I think at that point you reevaluate a lot of things because everything you believed and then trusted in isn't real.
Yeah.
But as you said, and that's a very interesting point, I guess for guys too, if you go through a breakup or someone leaves you, you think, well, what's wrong with me, right?
Yeah, it's a victim syndrome.
You start thinking, yeah. I don't know that, you know, guys get a blank you haircut, but guys probably do start going to the gym more.
Yeah,
and, you know,
exactly.
Probably going
eating
out.
Better.
Eating better, going to nicer restaurants.
Yeah, buying cuter jeans, whatever.
There
it is.
You go. Mm-hmm. So why don't we do that in a relationship? Why don't you at some point...
You think you are, right up until...
Yeah.
The end. And then you're like, oh, that wasn't enough?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll reinvent.
The average woman spends about $1,000 reinventing herself.
Wow. Mm.
Now, if you had plastic surgery or hair or, you know, dyeing or, you know what I'm saying, any of those, Botox, anything where you
get
think,
get your lips done, get Botox, get your eyes done.
I don't talk about that. Lips and Botox, stop it.
How much is that stuff?
A lot. That's between the Botox and the lips, I'd say, and I didn't get a lot. But I'd say over 1,000.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah. And then clothes. I had to fill a whole new closet.
Can you think about how much
clothes? Those have been soiled, sullied by the last relationship.
Well, they didn't work apparently.
But
so
think about how much more money he had to spend on chapstick. Because those lips in that first couple days were.
I will say. You know, apparently you know what you're doing, where you're going, and what they're doing, because we've all seen the pictures of some people who have had the lip plumping go just horribly wrong.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you get way too much of it.
Duck lips.
You have great lips anyway. I was surprised, but I mean...
I have asymmetrical lips. Everything about me is asymmetrical, and I'm tired of it. So
Jack and I were just talking about that yesterday. We're like, you know, he is so asymmetrical.
You know, Jimmy, if only she were symmetrical.
I know.
Boy.
I'd keep my husband's.
Kick-ass co-host, and she'd keep her husband. You know.
If she was B, symmetrical, I think.
Oh, please. C, symmetrical, you know you dreamed about. That doesn't.
No.
So a grand for that, plus the pain of it.
Isn't it crazy?
Yeah.
It hurts like...
Yeah, I bet it does.
Hurts.
Anything in your, when you bite your lip, let alone having somebody, you know,
fill it with a bicycle pump.
But it made me happy, so. And there wasn't a lot making me happy at that point.
Did it make you happy?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
It was such a little teeny tweak, and it was just...
I think you're underselling the tiny. I think it's bigger than you thought it was.
Now
they look normal, but at the time...
Yeah, well, the first day, remember...
We couldn't see your eyes.
Well, the first 3 days...
I wasn't going to acknowledge it, and then I looked in the mirror that morning, and I was like, what's... It's going to be hard not to mention this.
Yeah.
You weren't going to mention it.
Where her lip kept getting stuck to her teeth. I mean, it was...
It's hard to talk the microphone.
I can't think of anything politically correct to say about it. I cannot.
No.
Not a single thing.
It's for the best.
Blair said every one of those comments that you're not saying out loud, Blair said to me the first day or two.
She was like, don't tell Jack that I got it done. And I was like, really?
I sit 2 feet from you. And why not tell Jack? I don't make fun of it. In fact, I know why you're doing it. I understand.
I wanted it to be not noticeable.
Right.
All I said was, I look up and I thought to myself, oh, dear God. Because what's next is my fear.
You know, like, it looks like, you know, those doors that swing in a restaurant, and you know, you push them, you go in, they push you, they go both ways.
Yeah.
It looked like one hit her in the face. You know, for tell me.
No.
For the first date,
well, didn't it look? They were aggressive.
Mm. A little bruised, little, you know, swollen, fat.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. It looked
good.
Like that, or you went a couple of rounds with Ronda Rousey.
That's and she won.
But you know what? It does settle down in, what, three or 4 days, and then...
And then it's lovely. And then I...
Then how often do you have to go back?
I don't know if I will. I'm not one of those... I'm not going to be crazy about it.
Didn't you re-plump twice, though?
Yeah. Yeah, but in 2.5 years or something, I mean, you feel like once a year.
What if we went in and gave you some extra cash, and you said, give me the biggest ones you can get, just so we can chuckle.
Oh, that's vials.
I don't think I could. No. I don't think
she couldn't handle the pain of it, let alone
I'm a wimp.
The cost of it.
I'm a baby.
Why don't we get your lips plumped?
Yeah. You do it.
Hey, you know, because... You would look voluptuous.
Well, I don't have an upper lip when I smile.
You don't have a lot of
upper
lip.
No, you don't.
Yeah. Should we try lip plumping? Would you do?
Oh, hold on. I hear my boyfriend's calling.
If we pay?
I'll be right there, honey.
Mix 107.3 wants you to show your vibe.